wonderful thing about this great country of ours is the variety in places and climates and people. We lose sight of that variety sometimes. Portland, Maine, and Portland, Oregon have a lot in common. Yet, under the similarities are differences. For instance, this street in Atlanta leading to the city park looks like 100 other streets in 100 other cities. But if you, like the tall gentleman walking toward the park on this Atlanta street, if you had just come from another part of the country, you'd notice the difference. Of course, if you had the same things on your mind the tall gentleman has on his mind, you'd be particularly alert. You'd stop when you lit your cigarette, glance casually around you. Yes, you'd be very alert. Because if you were that tall gentleman, you'd be a fugitive from the law. You'd have a price on your head. And your name would be Perry Mason. And you'd also be very much relieved when the pretty girl standing on the corner looks at you more and tried to keep from smiling, but couldn't hide her radiant smile as...
Perry, Perry, oh, Perry.
Hey, is that glad to see your boy?
Oh, Perry. Oh.
Worried, huh?
Yes.
So was I.
Oh, I got here all right.
Yes, so I see. And in clean clothes, freshly washed face.
Yes, you managed to shave.
Well, the way you were smooching me, good thing I did.
Oh, stop it. Did you get any sleep?
Yes, several hours. What's that moving?
Well, you weren't so upset. Where'd you stay?
To Henry Grady. You?
Biltmore. Oh, Perry, I was so worried.
Oh, did you have trouble?
No, but have you seen the papers?
Oh, fugitive lawyer and secretary reported in Baltimore. Mm-hmm.
Salesman E.E. Norris tells weird story of car theft by wanted payer.
Mm-hmm. Isn't funny.
I'll say it isn't. Every time somebody looks at me, I get the shivers.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of spoils the fun.
Fun, you say?
Well, I've never been to Atlanta before, and it's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. They have an efficient police force.
I read a thing at the hotel. Did you know that Atlanta is the highest city of its size or larger east of Denver?
Why, Denver? You've made my day complete.
Yes, I thought you'd like to know.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Denver, apparently Mr. Norris came through.
Yes, I read his statement.
I'm certain the police have been alerted here, too, so... Well, so long as they concentrate on Denver.
Yes. Well, where are we going?
Mrs. Sloan's. I checked the address. We'll get a cab on the corner.
Oh, Perry, can't we walk? It's such a lovely day and such a pretty street.
No, it's too far, Della.
Oh?
She lives on the edge of town. Of course, you can walk if you like. Meet me there.
Now, you listen to me, Perry Mason. After all I've gone through, I'm just as anxious to talk to her as you are.
Oh, I know, but if you really want to walk...
All right.
Are you sure?
Hey, taxi! That answer your question?
But Atlanta, like other cities, has streets that aren't so pretty. Narrow streets, twisting between dark little stores and dingy hotels, and taverns with private rooms behind the bars. Private rooms, such as the room to which Anna B. Hurley is being led by a tall, stout, middle-aged man dressed in a light spring suit. A man who stands courteously aside as Anna walks in front of him.
After you, Anna. Sit down, Anna. I think you'll find the chairs comfortable.
This is a lot more impressive than the outer room, Dixie.
Mm-hmm. Only special people see this room.
You're looking well, Dixie.
Your home climate agrees with me, Anna.
Yeah, we miss you in the big town.
I got what I wanted and got out. You're looking a little bit worn, Annie.
I'm all right.
Hard trip?
Fast.
Mm-hmm. This thing must be getting you.
Dixie, nothing gets me.
Mm-hmm. How about a little snort?
Huh?
Drink. Got me some extra special stuff on the desk. Want a straight or have you turned sissy?
Straight.
You bring John with you?
Yeah, he's here at the hotel. John needs his sleep.
But not you, huh?
No. Let's get down to Casey's, Dixie.
Now, wait a minute. Take your time. Here's the drink.
Thanks. Give me. Now.
Give me a glass or pour you another.
That was enough.
This here's real country corn. You can use none of them. Anyhow, you know what the governor of North Carolina said to the governor of South Carolina.
Dixie.
Here's your drink.
Give me a report.
Take it easy.
You can take all day to get something said, but I'm used to quick action. Or have you forgotten?
I didn't forget.
You've been down here in the cotton country so long, Dixie, you've slowed down.
Think so?
Slow as molasses.
I don't look all worn out.
Because you don't do anything but sit around and talk. Now, if you've got to talk, say something.
I get around to doing a little something, Annie.
Tell me about it some other time, right now.
It does me a little of this and a little of that.
Did you manage to get around to putting a watch on Mrs. Sloan's house?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Uh-huh. Let me have your glass.
Well, that's something.
Put a watch on her right after you phoned last night.
Has Mason shown up?
No sign of him yet. Yeah. Yeah. This here liquor is real, Annie.
You got a good man watching?
Pretty fair.
Local?
Little town across state.
Not so good.
He'll do.
Will he follow orders?
Yeah.
He's got Mason's picture?
Mm-hmm. Drink a drink, yeah.
Dixie, can he shoot?
He's real good with a rifle. Drink up, Miss Anna.
Rifle? Where does Mrs. Sloan live?
Big old place on the edge of town. Pretty far.
And a rifle's all right. He can hide on the grounds and get Mason when he walks in.
Well, I reckon he could, but he won't.
Won't? Well, you said he'd follow orders.
He'd better.
You didn't tell him to get Mason? Dixie, I distinctly told
him. Yeah, you were telling me so fast I couldn't get a word in edgeways.
Go on. Let's have the rest of it.
I'm getting around to it, Annie. Only don't rush me. Now, here's the rest of it. My boy don't shoot Mason for you, that's all.
What's the matter with you? You know I'll pay.
Uh-huh.
And you know how much I'll pay.
Annie, you could offer me money as mama, and I wouldn't do it. They don't make enough money for me to do it.
No?
And before you start getting mean, don't threaten me, Annie.
I know enough on you.
Maybe. But you're out of your territory now. This here is my stomping ground.
Are you threatening me?
I'm just giving you some facts, Annie. Some plain home truths. And here they are. You got stuff on me, but something tells me you don't want any big trouble now. And get this, Annie. Start stomping with me and you'll get big trouble. But there's no need. You need talking like this.
So Big Dixie's turned chicken.
You don't understand.
I know chicken when I see it.
Annie. I ain't chicken. Things are different here.
Just another hick town.
That's all you see, Annie. A hick town full of slow-moving, slow-talking folks who look like they never did nothing fast in their lives. But these people will fool you, Annie. And the cops will fool you. Oh, no. This town ain't big enough to pull something like that on a man as big as Mason. Knock and get away with it.
Dixie.
Now, you wait and let me finish. You're not home now.
I'm willing
to help you in limits. I've got a man out there watching for Mason, and the minute he shows, my man will phone me.
And then?
And then all you got to do is tip off the cops. And Mason's out of action.
But not permanently.
For a long time. Do it the easy way.
That's your advice?
Uh-huh.
I don't like it.
Then pull you in somebody from out of town, Annie. Nobody here is going to do it for you.
You'll see to that, huh?
You ain't going to stir up no hornet's nest here, Annie.
You haven't time to send for some real men.
That's too bad.
But
you can't have none of my boys.
Don't worry. You know, Dixie, there's a good rule to follow wherever you are.
That right?
Any place, any time. Don't send a boy to do a man's work.
Seems to me I've heard that said.
I don't have to send for anybody. And I don't need your boys.
You thinking about doing that little job of work yourself, Annie?
If I did, I know it'd get done.
Well, knowing how Anna B. Hurley's mind works, Perry Mason might be lucky if he does fall into the hands of the Atlanta police. Well, I can promise you excitement and fast action in the immediate future. So join us by all means on Monday, won't you?